Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, secrets. A secret is something that is kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen by others, and that is according to the dictionary. So, is it healthy to keep secrets between partners, or is it a good thing? But I know that everyone has a secret. But are you sharing your secret? And if you are, with who? Well, tonight we will discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, our VOA Swahili reporter in Kampala, Uganda, Kenneth Bwire. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And also from Nairobi, Kenya, VOA Swahili reporter Kennedy Wandera. Welcome back to the show, Kennedy.
Thank you for having me, Shomari.
And VOA fellow in Kampala, Uganda, Fiona Wamai. Welcome back, Fiona.
It's always a pleasure being here.
Sure. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing secrets. But we don't spill nobody's secrets, okay? All right. Well, in our day-to-day, everyone has a secret. But do we share these secrets between partners, couples, or boyfriends and girlfriends? I spoke to my colleague Nazir from the Hausa service, and I wanted to know his take.
Okay, I don't want to generalize.
Okay.
But I don't think it's healthy.
Okay.
And I don't think it is possible.
Okay. Why?
Well, okay, first of all, I don't think it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
why is that?
Because I think if you tell everything, honestly, that person, the other person, you have no idea, or you don't know how much, how he is going to look at you. The way he sees you, the way his perspective, whatever he thought about you, maybe if you tell him everything, and it can be a past experience.
Right, right.
If you tell them, man, I don't think it's
I don't think it's
not
like very healthy.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think so. I don't think so.
So why do you? I mean, some. You tell me. I understand your point, and this is trying to relate and put a relationship together.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say everything in the past coming forward, so your business. I don't care.
Yes.
From
that's
now,
good.
Going further, everything has to be an open book.
Well, now you're talking. From now,
so you think that what people
yes.
would like to do?
Yeah, yeah. I think
think
from
that is
now
something that you like. Yeah,
yes,
see
from now
after getting married or whatever
until whatever.
Yeah,
that is okay.
Okay,
I think that's okay. Even that.
But some people won't do that either.
Yeah, they wouldn't because we all have secrets,
exactly.
As you say. Like,
yeah.
I just get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, as an African culture, my mother-in-law, she was talking to me and my wife, and my new wife. And she was like, she was telling in front of me, she said to her daughter, she was like, his cell phone is his cell phone. Don't ever touch his cell phone.
Really?
If somebody call, don't pick. Even if he ask you to pick, take it to him. Don't do that.
I like that.
So I was like, wow.
Okay.
What a mother-in-law.
What a mother-in-law.
That is fantastic. That's a good advice to your daughter. So, but you know, in all seriousness,
right.
Like my wife knows the password of my cell phone.
Okay. In case she wants to do it,
she should.
Right.
But she may find things that she may not like.
Exactly.
Seriously, she may find things that she may not like. I'm a musician. I have fans, friends, and some messages you receive, sometimes you just, you know, honestly, some things you just don't need to know about it. You just don't need it.
It's better not to know.
There are a lot of things that are better not to know because things can change.
Right.
You know, you are living in peace with your partner and everything, and then all of a sudden, you start looking at them, well, who is he talking to? Did he say that to her or did he say that to him? Oh, yeah. Why is he liking their picture on Instagram? What is that? You know, all that type of things, you know. Right. Especially with the people, to people who are kind of popular, known, you know,
people famous
like
people.
Famous people like you, you know,
like you,
you know, radio presenter, the famous Sunday Shimari, you know.
You don't want that, right?
Yeah, she don't want that.
Thank you, Nazir. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing secrets. And back to the studio. Now, I want to welcome the only lady in the show today, Fiona Wamai. Is it healthy to keep secrets between partners and couples? Or some secrets are good to be kept, Fiona? Tell me.
Sunday, honestly, as I said before, this is a very hard paper for me.
Okay. Why?
But I think keeping secrets, it depends on what kind of secrets you're keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give an example. If my partner has ukimwi, I would only expect him. It would only be prudent for him to tell me that, look, I went somewhere, I did A, B, C, D, and it's only prudent that you also get checked.
Right.
If he has another child outside, I would need for him to tell me.
Okay.
But if sometimes secrets are healthy in a relationship, they keep the relationship going. Because then if you told me, if I got to learn, that could be the end of the relationship.
Oh, yeah. So some secrets are good to be kept.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to know, what are these good secrets? Because you gave me a very good example of those bad secrets to be keeping. You can't keep diseases and all that. So what is an example of this good secret, for instance?
What time is stealing my secrets then, Sunday?
Fiona, you are so bad. I thought women are not keeping any secrets. Let me ask Kenneth Buya, is this true, really? It looks like women are good at keeping secrets.
I can't say yes or no, but I think, as she says, she's a lady and she knows it well. They could be good in keeping secrets. But the only people I know in the world who are allowed to keep secrets, maybe are cabinet secretaries or ministers, that's what they are called, the cabinet in the government, they keep secrets. But the rest, even FBI secrets, come to leak. So you keep your secrets. Knowing that one day it will be known. It's only cabinet meetings that are never known to the public until you die. You will never talk about them. Right? It will be out of treason. But that's a relationship. You keep secret. You keep it knowing one day it will bust out. Mm. It will come out. And the day it will come out, that will be the end of it. Maybe there are private issues. Let's say privacy. Privacy in the relationship, there are private issues you can keep. Maybe if your partner is okay, so to say, that's when you keep it. But one day, when things go wrong, when things come bad, the secrets will all be out. Everybody will know them. So if anything are good at keeping secrets, it's just a matter of time. Man will never keep it. There are some people who, if you keep secrets in the family, at one time, he will be better and he will say one word that will tell you a lot about the secrets are being kept in that house.
Mm.
So keeping secrets in a relationship is just at zero and it's dangerous.
Dangerous. Wow, I like that. That's scary to me too. Dangerous. Don't even try. You're telling people. So Fiona, you heard that. Anyway, Kennedy Wandera, newly married. You know about these things. You've been in family now for a little bit. You think secrets are good to be kept sometimes? Oh, this is a dangerous move, as Kenneth Sibwire put it. And I also want to ask you, do you think that some secrets are just good to be kept? Let them stay that way.
On this, I can write on two positions. One, secrets need to be kept. And two, sometimes there is no need for secrets in a marriage, or maybe if you are in a relationship. That has not yet matured to marry. But again, when we come to the reason as why they ought to be kept, for instance, there are things that you do in the marriage or in a house that you don't want anybody to know them outside there. And these things keep you strong, because sometimes when you leak to people outside there, when you tell people what's happening inside your family, you become a topic of discussion outside. And once people realize that there's something that is going on in your family, they keep on tormenting you or discussing it out of context within which perhaps you might have expected that they will discuss it. So sometimes it's also very important that you keep this secret in your family. What happens within in the family, it's not doesn't get out of the particular family. But again, I don't think there is also any need for a secret in a family or a secret relationship, because when you get together, you express yourself willingly. But sometimes, I'm sorry to say this, but women are not good at keeping secrets.
And if you want, maybe you can answer to this. Why women cannot keep secrets, according to Kennedy Wandera? You like gossiping too much. Is that something that you think is a problem here?
There are two things.
Mm.
What Wandera is talking about. Mm. Gossiping is one thing, and keeping secrets is another.
Okay.
Let me give you a very common issue that I've seen among women. Mm. I've heard of so many women who have children, grown up in a family, and the current fathers are actually not the real fathers.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
And you find that maybe two, three, four children, you know?
Mm.
And it's only one who belongs to the husband. And those secrets are well kept. And for me, this is what I want to say, Sunday. There are some secrets that are healthy for their relationship, really. Let me give an example that maybe my husband is a robber, a highway robber. I wouldn't want to know.
All you want to know is the money coming in. That's all you want to know.
Can you keep that secret to yourself? Okay? Keep that secret to yourself.
Okay.
If you are a murderer, I wouldn't want to know.
Okay.
If you're cheating on me, I wouldn't want to know. Because if I get to know, then I will gossip about it.
It will be over.
And it won't be a secret anymore.
But if I can interject, for instance, Fiona has just got an instance that sometimes it's a little bit controversial. Because, for instance, the way she says, perhaps you are dating somebody who is a robber. And do you understand that what this particular cousin does is absolutely out of law? Will you continue entertaining such? To me, I believe that is not a secret to be kept.
Well, hold on right there. Secrets is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many questions. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
Grips on your ways, front way, back way, you go. Higher powers taking hold on me.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Kennedy Wandera, Fiona Wamai, and Kenneth Bwire. Secrets is the topic tonight. Well, secrets are always there, but is it healthy to share between couples? I spoke to my colleague, Karina Chaudhry, and I wanted to know her take.
I think it's it works differently for everyone.
Okay.
There are people who can't really handle or get it out of their head what has happened before. And you know, whatever happened before getting into a relationship, I feel like should not affect the relationship. Because everybody has a past, everybody has done things, you know, tried to figure out themselves in different ways, and that's the past.
Right.
So you cannot really bring in the past to the present.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people, if you know you can't handle it, don't get yourself in it.
Great.
If you can handle it, then it's okay. I personally like to know everything.
Put it out.
Yeah,
open book.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just like to know everything that has happened.
Yes.
Therefore, I get an idea of the person.
Hmm.
But at the same time, I want to keep it in the past. I don't want to judge the person from their past. But what happens, realistically, you can't. You can't let go of what has happened and not bring it to the present.
Right.
So if you're that kind of person, you know, don't find out. Don't make
don't
sure
try.
That, you know, while you're with that person, everything is open and clear.
Yeah. Now, with that people, some people say honesty is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everybody everything. And some people say, you know what, you ladies just talk too much. You're not supposed to tell your man everything. Don't say it. Some things will make things worse. Do you think there's anything that makes relationship worse? Just keep it to yourself, maybe? For some things that maybe this is just for the ladies and don't have to share with men. Or this is just for men, you don't have to share with your lady.
I can see that. I mean, I know a lot of relationships that are like that.
Yeah.
I personally think that if you are already in the relationship and what happens from that point on should be open. You don't have to tell the whole world. You know, keep everything to yourself and to that person.
Mm.
You know, don't be the kind of, you know, you don't have to tell your friends, your family, everything. But I think you have to share that kind of, I feel like it's a responsibility to be open and clear with your significant other. Mm. Yeah, that's, but the past is separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to the past, that's a different case, right?
Yeah. If they want to know, you tell them. If they don't want to know, then don't. Yeah.
Keep it away from them.
Keep it away from them.
Because you don't want to hurt anybody, correct?
Yeah. For a lot of people, I know it's like, if you don't know, it can't hurt you. And a lot of people follow that. If that's the kind of person they are, then that's okay. If the person wants to know, then you give them that respect and you tell them what they want to know, I think.
Yeah. It depends on what they want to know.
Yeah.
If they don't, too, then don't even try it.
Then, yeah, it's probably better to not, because that person probably can't handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Don't. But from that point on, like from the relationship starting point,
yeah,
you should be open.
You should be open.
Yeah.
And you think that's honesty and that brings, is that strengthen the relationship, you think?
I think so. If I can, if I know that person I'm with, mm-hmm, will, or if something happens, they will tell me, then that gives me the confidence. I'm not so, like, of course I don't want anything to happen.
Yeah.
But I would like to know that I can trust this person to tell me if something does happen. And I think that makes a relationship much stronger.
Thank you, Karina Chowdhury. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing secrets. Now, back to the studio. Candy Wandera, you had something to say. I'll allow you to say that. And I also want to ask you, Wandera, when you ask that question. In Kenya, we have heard so many cases of when the husband pass away, hey, a flood of other children show up. And everybody's asking, where were these people? Nobody knew them. There was a wife, there were kids. These have been happening in Kenya, also Tanzania, I'm sure, as well as other African countries. So if this was not a secret, those things would never show up. And maybe the marriage wouldn't get there where it was. So tell me, why is that keep happening?
What I wanted to interject about, for instance, there are some secrets that are very dangerous to you as a couple, because let me just use that example that Fiona has highlighted, for instance.
Sure.
You realize that, for instance, if you are in a marriage and one of you, for instance, your wife or your husband, is engaged in activities that sometimes, if they are known to the public, it may end up ruining the whole marriage. So there is no need for you to end up keeping that kind of a secret when you know that particular thing can backfire in the relationship. Because sometimes women, we tell ladies that, you see, I own a car, a very good car. I live in a very posh environment, serene environment in Nairobi, for instance. But now when it comes to a time I'm dating or I want to settle down, you realize that in my I don't have anything. Even I don't have a bicycle. And my brother Kenneth will be able to attest to this. Yeah. Now, another thing that
maybe you were borrowing your brother's car.
Yeah. I also want to comment on the question that you just asked. I think this has been happening, especially in the political class in the country. For instance, a certain man or a certain public figure gets a lot of children outside wedlock, and it doesn't get to be known to the whole family or to the wife. Yeah. And once they settle down, these things are never discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But once that particular politician goes away or dies, they start blocking, coming up in public saying, oh, this was my husband, this was my father. And now the question is, when your father was alive for 50 years and he has lived, or 70 years he has lived, where were you? Why couldn't you come in or discuss with the relatives of your father to let us attend? Oh, this is my dad. Why keep waiting until your father dies and when you come out?
Because
this is my father.
I can answer that, Kennedy. Can I say something, Kennedy?
And he's gone away. That's when you come and say, this is my husband.
Yes, Kennedy. Can I say something on that? It is because they call that a secret. This was a secret from the father to the wife. That's just like what Fiona said. If you have children, I don't want to know. So that was a secret. They never said it. When they are gone, they cannot control. Everybody's showing up. But when he was alive, he said, hey, never show up to my house because this is a big secret.
Now, that is a secret that if it would have been revealed earlier on, it will have solved that conflict.
You're right.
So this, you've gone, you've left a big conflict in the family.
I know.
For instance, you've gone and you had one wife, but there was also another wife somewhere.
Right.
So she's showing up that she was part of the family. Now you're bringing a lot of conflict in the family.
Yeah? That's very true.
This particular lady is going to say, I know this husband. He has been my husband for that long time. But you are not recognized by the family. So if you just come up at this particular time without having followed maybe the laid down programs or procedures that are done in maybe a country or in a family, you bring a huge conflict in a family.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will not have been there.
Yeah, and this is, and I want to send this question to Fiona Wamai. Fiona, what Kennedy said shows that men always keeps these secrets very well, okay? And when they pass away, of course, they can't control the secrets they're coming out. So Fiona, my question to you is this something that you are the causative of these things to happen after the man passes away? Is the woman to blame here because they don't find out about this other children in the family, or the man to blame? And if not, do you think that is it because you are the ones who don't want to know the truth? As Wandera said, if you put it out, all these problems will never be in the first place. But men are, don't you think that men are forced to keep these secrets because they don't want problems in their families? Just like you said, some secrets are good to be kept.
Let me tell you something, Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Going out of this family to go and get a child outside wedlock,
uh-huh,
it means you're outright mean. Now,
uh-huh,
let me tell you a secret in court. I know of a man,
uh-huh,
who has two women, okay?
Okay.
He had the first wife. And told the wife, you know, you need a helper. You know the lies that women tell and are told, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the woman reluctantly agreed and accepted the second woman, the co-wife.
Wow.
But I also know that this man has a third woman outside.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if when these people, when the two think the man is at the other's place, the man is actually at the third person's place.
Wow.
Now tell me, what is that if it is not just being selfish?
I know. I'm not blaming. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying there are secrets
out
there.
No. Yes, I'm also saying that, listen, the certain things are just driven by selfishness, utter selfishness.
Okay.
Yes, it is true. I've seen men who keep other children outside, you know, for fear of the family, right?
Yeah.
But if something is wrong in the family with your wife, why would you go outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And yet, this woman here, because if you're having problems, that means it takes two. That means the wife is also having the problem.
Right.
But the wife has persevered, okay,
mm-hmm,
and not gone out to have children outside wedlock.
Right.
Yet the man is having outside the children outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, I won't expect those children to be anywhere near me.
Oh, really?
Okay?
Okay,
as the wife in the home, whether you're dead or alive.
Really? That is because, Fiona, you know why? Because this is why men keep those secrets, because they don't need all these troubles. They want you to be in peace and harmony, because they say happy life.
Oh, no.
Wife, happy
the
life.
Trouble is coming, and that is no secret. But let me tell you something.
Mm.
You're going outside, right?
Yeah.
To cheat on me means we have failed to work out issues as a family.
Mm.
And you have failed your part as a man.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So that means it's totally on you. It's not on the woman.
Okay.
You know, you're not going to play psychological games, you know. My wife was not easy. She couldn't let me. Why didn't you make her understand you?
Okay. Well, there are some people... Guess what? You're right about that, Fiona, because I have people I've seen in Tanzania. There's a guy who has, there's so many who have more than one wife, and these women are happy. Mm-hmm. They don't have any problems, you know?
Exactly.
So maybe they played their cards right. I don't know. But at the end of the day, as you said, it's about keeping secrets. Not only men. You even mentioned there are women out there who have children. Their husbands have no idea.
And
that's why I said, is it women that are good to keeping secrets? Okay, go ahead.
For a woman to go out to the extent of having a child, you know, but a woman cheats out of emotional, you know, like uses the emotions to cheat.
Right.
But men are just selfish. They will look at a woman, they will look at the behind and the front and the everything, and they will just have to have a, they will want to have a sexual relation, right?
Right.
No, they don't even have a reason why they are going for this woman.
No reason, no.
But for a woman, by the time the woman moves on to the other person, it is emotion. It means they have tried everything else and it has failed.
Wow. So for them, you're giving them a pass. But let's wait before you give them a pass, not too fast. Kennedy Wandera.
Just the way you put it, men are always reluctant to keep secrets because they rarely have any. But women have a lot of these secrets they want to keep.
Really?
Because, for instance,
oh my God.
What secret should I keep about myself? What a benefit, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I've grown up in an environment that is upright, and I don't believe in keeping secrets. Why should I? But let me keep this secret.
Let me ask a question.
Once that kind of secret gets out of their hand or out of their hands, they get confronted with what they've been doing while they're sitting their father's home. Sometimes of that. For instance, if I've engaged a certain lady somewhere, this lady has behaved the way I don't want. Yeah? The best thing for me to do will either try to correct the lady or let her go if she can't live by what I sent her. See? But ladies, we want to live a life of double standards, for instance, I don't know how to put it, but they want to live two different kinds of life.
Yeah, you have people with double lives. You're right. There are people like that.
Let me ask Kennedy a question. Do you have a password in your phone?
Yes.
What do you need the password?
Keep away the children using my phone.
You know how kids play with phones, Fiona? You know better.
Yes. Every time they want to play games.
Exactly. It happens to me too, Kennedy. They do.
No. See,
and you have contacts of previous people in the society. Once you give them your phone, they'll mess up everything.
Okay, let me thank you guys for being part of this show. Big thanks to Fiona Wamai. Thank you so much, Fiona, for coming to the show. And also, I want to thank you, Kennedy Wandera, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you for being here, Kennedy.
Thank you so much, Shomari, for having me on the show.
Definitely. As well as all the way Kampala, Uganda, Kenneth Sibwire. Thank you for your time.
I salute you, and I maintain secrets are dangerous.
We will never maintain them. We want to make sure we stay away from them. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be peer pressure. Don't forget, tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC. Right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.